In the fall of 1775, it was the British that were occupying Boston, and the young Continental Army was holed up in Cambridge, lacking the necessary supplies just to last through the season. This was the Battle of Bunker Hill. It was here that Washington's troops, the young Continental Army, had been so low on gunpowder, they were ordered, "Don't fire until you can see the whites of their eyes." Soon enough, a merchant ship was returning to Philadelphia from a voyage from England. On board were private letters to the Second Continental Congress that informed Washington's troops the British government was sending two ships their way loaded with arms and gunpowder, an opportunity to capture supplies they couldn't afford not to capitalize on. So a plan was hatched by Washington. The Second Continental Congress said, "Let's capture that cargo ship." To do so, they quickly authorized the creation of a Continental Navy starting with four ships, including the merchant ship that carried the information from England. To accompany the Navy on their first mission, Congress also authorized the mustering of five companies of Marines. Some of those Marines that enlisted in Philadelphia were carrying drums painted yellow, emblazoned with a fierce rattlesnake, coiled up, ready to strike, with 13 rattles, and sporting the motto, "Don't tread on me." That motto became part of the Gadsden flag, the same symbol that now, 242 years later, is being considered racist. The Gadsden flag was intentionally designed not to convey a racist message, but a patriotic one. The rattlesnake is found in no other quarter of the world besides America. The rattlesnake also has sharp eyes and may therefore be esteemed as an emblem of vigilance. She never begins an attack, nor when once engaged, ever surrenders. She is, therefore, an emblem of true courage. The rattle equals the number of colonies in the United States of America. We live in a dangerous time. U.S. history is being rewritten and forever changed. Our flags, intended for patriotic cheer like the Gadsden flag, are now being considered racist. Where does the madness end? It ends when we end it. When do they stop? They will not stop until they are stopped, and it is our patriotic duty to do just that. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So last week, 12-year-old Jaden Rodriguez was kicked out of class because he had a Gadsden flag on his backpack. So after being booted, little Jaden was brought to this parent-teacher meeting so that he and his mother could be educated on how the flag represented a racially tinged subject because it was supposedly rooted in slavery and the slave trade. Of course, this was actually rooted entirely in ignorance and stupidity by the school and its district and its employees. The Gadsden flag dates all the way back to the days of the American Revolution, as we just talked about. It's always been about independence and autonomy and individual liberty and freedom. It has never been about race, except in the neurotic brains of freakish liberals like that vice principal who see all opposition to their dominance as some racist plot. Jaden's parents explained all of this to school officials. So they instead fell back on the bogus claim that the Gadsden flag is associated with hate groups. And then they fell even further back to the claim that it was something associated with weapons. This entire unjust shame might have just happened quietly with no ability to push back, but fortunately, this entire in-person encounter with a school official was caught on tape by Jaden's mother. Have a look.
Oh, thank you. Do they know what the Gadsden flag is? That it's a historical flag?
So the reason that they do not want the flag, the reason we do not want the flag displayed, is due to its origins with the Revolution, slavery and slave trade. That is what was, that's the reasoning behind them not necessarily.
The Gadsden flag.
The don't tread on me.
Okay. Which is the Gadsden flag.
Okay.
So he's, what's going to happen if he doesn't take it off?
He is able to go. I was actually just telling him, like, I was upset that he was missing so much school. Yeah. I'm like, I asked if can he just take his stuff out of his bag and go back to class. Like, I just want him to go back to class. The bag can't go back. It's got the patch on it because we can't have that in and around other kids. So that's what I was trying. And then he said you were close. So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with slavery. That's like the Revolutionary War patch that was displayed when they were fighting the British. Like, that wasn't, that's the Revolution. Maybe you're thinking of like the Confederate our Confederate flag?
Okay, I am just here to enforce. No, I am here to enforce the policy that was provided.
Okay. I'm just here to enforce the policies that have been set forth. Disgusting. Well, that video has since gone viral, being viewed more than 12.5 million times on Twitter alone, or X. Thousands of people across America have rallied to the support of Jaden and his family, and thanks to that outpouring of support, Jaden has been allowed back into his class. Of course, he has not received an apology. Big shocker. But there's a lot of lessons in this. All of this took place at a charter school, the Vanguard School, which is supposed to follow classical core curriculum, teach you about the real history of our country. So the moral here is, if you want to make sure that your child is safe from left-wing insanity, maybe you have to homeschool them or only enroll them at Christian schools where you can directly monitor the curriculum for quality. I don't know. Do we just give up that ground? The other moral here, never ever submit to the left's tyranny. You see what happens when we fight back, when we push back, when we speak up, when we get loud, we win. Connor Boyack is the author of more than 40 books, including the popular Tuttle Twins series for children. He's also the founder and president of the Libertas Institute, a free market think tank. He's been named one of Utah's most politically influential people by the Salt Lake Tribune. His lobbying efforts have helped to push Utah lawmakers to pass or change more than 100 laws in areas ranging from privacy and property rights to education and drug policy. And he joins us now. Connor, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So I see this as kind of a rug pull. Right. We're going to set up these charter schools so that we have this core curriculum. And then once they, you know, suck the taxpayer for all the dollars, they get all these kids enrolled. Parents are excited about this. Rug pull. Nope. We're going to be extremely woke. And now we're going to enforce the same policies that these public school prison institutions are. We're going to indoctrinate your kids. We're going to make them hate themselves if their skin color is white. We're going to support furries and crazy, insane people that want to mutilate their genitals in the name of medical treatments. And likely you're going to wear an oxygen-inhibiting, bacteria-ridden Sharia face muzzle because of some sickness or fake virus. So at what point do we fight back and go to them? Or do we just give up this ground and homeschool and Christian schools and that's it and just walk away from all of our taxpayer-funded, you know, what is supposed to be an educational system?
What's fascinating to me after this whole experience is hearing from folks who were involved in setting up the Vanguard School about 30 years ago and how frustrated they are to see what has happened. They envisioned something that would be patriotic and teaching American values and helping kids understand critical thinking and true American history. One of the founding board members wrote an op-ed, a letter to the editor over the weekend saying that, look, every institution on autopilot inexorably veers to the left. And so that really speaks, I think, to what you mentioned a moment ago, and that is vigilance. If you are going to have your children in these institutions, you have to be vigilant. Everyone was praising Jaden, and rightly so, this 12-year-old kid standing up for himself and refusing to take his backpack off so he could go sit in class and, you know, make sure to keep learning. He stood his ground. And rightly, all the attention has been focused on him. But we got to give a lot of praise to Jaden's mom, right? Here's the woman who was challenging the vice principal, who had the foresight to record the interaction to document what was happening, and who has for years been reading, you know, the Tuttle Twins books and other materials with Jaden to make sure that he understands these ideas so that when the time comes that he has to stand up for truth and be able to defend his ideas, he has the ability and the knowledge to do so.
So in other words, And this, to your point, I think that this is really incredible to watch because we're charged with the responsibility of not only leaving a country to our children that is, you know, supposed to be ideally better than what we had, right? I mean, that's what true progressiveness is. We progress into something greater, more American exceptionalism, more nationalism, more Christianity, all of the things that our country was founded on, more freedom, more individual liberty, more autonomy. Instead, it's going the other way. So what Jaden's mother is doing, which is what all of us should aspire to do, is actually helping to teach the next generation how to love their country and know the true history of it so that they may fight against these tyrannical overlords that wish to destroy the founding, the entire foundation of our country.
I think the pastor Vadi Bakum hit the nail on the head on this point when he said that, can we as Christians really be surprised when we send our children to Caesar's schools and then they return home as Romans? right? We have to be very intentional about the decisions that we make. And I think for generations, a lot of Christians and conservatives and freedom-loving Americans have been delegating to these educational institutions, these government schools, the upbringing and education of their children during their most intellectual formative years. And I think increasingly where we see that these institutions are dominated by the left, you look at high school teachers, 87% are Democrats. You go down into the elementary schools, it's 84%. This is a very left-leaning institution. We can't ultimately be shocked when we find that children are being exposed to leftist ideologies and activism and using these schools as a platform. So look, if you're going to have eyes wide open and put your kids in these schools, that's fine, but you have to counteract in the home what your children are being exposed to in the classroom and from their peers, or you can just pull them out, as you said, go to another school, go to homeschool. But we have to be intentional, and that's the key takeaway for me.
We got to start thinking more about this voucher stuff. We've had this conversation. These people are very fearful about this voucher conversation. When you take your kid out of a school like this one, and you choose to go wherever you want to go, your money, your property taxes, the taxes that you pay to fund that public school system comes out of that school system and it goes with you. So if you do choose, you know, a Lutheran, Christian school, Catholic school, whatever it is that you choose, then you can then apply that money that was going to fund that public cesspool of corruption, indoctrination, brainwashing, and gaslighting, and bring it to a school that's deserving, a school that's going to have a curriculum that teaches the true history of this country and, you know, how it was founded.
I think what you're talking about was really an exclamation point was added by a team over 40 years ago during the Reagan administration, April 1983. They spent 18 months going around the country trying to understand how education was happening in America, how well it's going, schools, teachers, curriculum. They looked at everything. And in the end, they produced this report. They called it A Nation at Risk. And they warned that America's educational foundations were being overwhelmed by what they called a rising tide of mediocrity in 1983, no less. And they further warned that if a foreign government had attempted to impose upon America the very mediocre educational performance that existed at the time, they said we might have viewed it as an act of war. As it stands, we've allowed this to happen to ourselves. When I share this story with audiences, I say, raise of hand, who thinks that education has substantially improved in the past 40 years? To date, no one has ever raised their hand. We all know that it's gotten worse. So if it was mediocre 40 years ago, what is it today? Well, I think the question answers itself when you see an academic institution claiming that the Gadsden flag has origins in slavery, when we're relying on these schools, these academic enterprises to perpetuate and propagandize ignorance onto our children. I think we really have to call into question the nature of the system. And as you said, look for the exits, look for competitive opportunities to take those dollars and go elsewhere because the government schools are doing, you know, so poorly. It was mediocre 40 years ago. It's even worse today.
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing to millions and millions of, you know, young kids, Jaden's age, right? When we just simply tell them, no, Jaden, actually, that flag represents, you know, a racially charged time of slavery. I mean, these kids are at the most impressionable times of their life. And so how many of them believe that? That's a really interesting point. You mentioned 1983. Everybody remembers 1984. Everybody remembers 1776. It's likely that the answer to 1984 is 1776, but the lesson here is that we all need to fight back. Connor Boyd, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Of course. More of the Stu Peters Show continues right after this. Go nowhere.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Here's a question. You ever feel like your pain is holding you back? How many of you aren't able to go on a walk with your grandchildren because your knees hurt too much? This is the reality for millions of people over 50. They suffer from pain that can make it difficult to get around, to sleep, to enjoy life. But there is a brand new product that can help you get your life back. QE Strong Pain Patches are made with natural ingredients that are extremely safe, and they work. Just simply apply one patch to the affected area and you'll feel relief in minutes. If you're tired of living with pain, try QE Strong Pain Patches today. Go to qestrong.com/stew. Again, that's qestrong.com/stew.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. They will give you headaches, make you depressed, and even angry if they don't get what they want. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
So the January 6th Vengeance campaign is claiming its pounds of flesh, just as designed, of course. So if you listen to the mainstream media, including the Fox News channel, they'll tell you that Joe Biggs is a radical. He's a racist. He's a white supremacist. He tried to overthrow a republic to create a Nazi dictatorship. They'll say that the 17-year sentence that he just received for being present on January 6th is well-deserved. If anything, it's not enough. Well, all of that is a lie, of course. Joe Biggs cares deeply for this country. He's a veteran with two Purple Hearts. He's a father. He's a man struggling to care for a mother with cancer. Any one of us could be Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs, in turn, represents all of us. And right now, Joe Biggs is facing the next 17 years of his life in prison. Now, we want to give you just a couple of facts here. Joe Biggs committed no violence on January 6th. He walked around the Capitol for about 20 minutes. He shook a chain link fence for a couple of minutes. That's it. The Fed said that because of that, he deserved such a long sentence because he'd been involved with starting the Proud Boys in Florida. And even though that had nothing at all to do with January 6th, they treated him like he was the founder of ISIS or Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, Ray Epps, the Fed who spent 2 days going around telling everyone that he met to break into the Capitol, hasn't even been arrested. The DNC pipe bomber, can't identify him, even though we used cell phone location and Bank of America information to track down anyone who so much as looked at the Capitol on January 6th. So we need to remember Joe's story. Because if we ever retake the White House, we have to remember that Joe Biggs and all of the other political prisoners of January 6th deserve immediate and full pardons. We have to keep the pressure up to make sure that that happens. Because Donald Trump could have pardoned Joe Biggs and all of his other supporters before leaving office, but he didn't. No, he only pardoned the friends of his donors and inner circle. He pardoned rappers and convicted scam artists, at least one of whom has already been rearrested for doing another scam. But he didn't pardon the people who sacrificed their freedom and their jobs and oftentimes their families because they believed that he'd been cheated out of the 2020 election and by extension, we had been cheated. So we have to keep the pressure on to make sure that this injustice is remedied. Mindy Robinson knows Joe Biggs' story like the back of her own hand. She's been one of his fiercest champions. She joins us now to talk more about this. Mindy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. To what do you say about all of this? 17 years? This is insane, isn't it?
Well, and what's the crime? Sedition? If you ask the average American, I bet, number one, they don't even know what that means. If you actually look it up, it means to question and want to overrule an authority that is illegitimate, a monarchy, tyranny. That's how our country was founded. And now suddenly we're not even allowed to ask to see audits of a very suspicious and fishy election. You know, this is, you know, we say this is the equivalent of the government winning, you know, a royal flush in poker, but they're not wanting to show your cards. All of America has seen the hypocrisy. BLM burned down, looted stores, assaulted cops. Nothing ever happens to them. But when patriotic Americans, veterans, grandmas waving American flags step, you know, on the Capitol lawn, suddenly they're criminals. Can't find the pipe bomber. Don't want to go after Ray Epps. Don't want to go after the Antifa trainee that showed up with an illegal weapon. But they're prosecuting us in ways that are almost unholy and in things I'd never thought I would see in this country. And even worse, as you noticed all week, they're picking up more people. They just picked up my friend Philip Anderson the other day. He was holding Roseanne Boylan's hand as she was murdered by an officer. She was beaten to death on video, unconscious, by Lila Morris. And then he gets picked up and now he's afraid to talk. They just picked up somebody else. The Hodgson twins just had another friend picked up at gunpoint. No violence, didn't assault anybody. They're going after all of us. I suspect they'll be at my door sooner than later. I was one of the speakers.
Hmm. So if they're still going after people and not going after people, like we've talked about, the aforementioned, the Ray Epps and others, Jaden X apparently now is like some Ukrainian. There's a big story. Laura Loomer had just come out. Ukrainian spies were all over January 6th. Meanwhile, we're sending them hundreds of billions of dollars to enrich Raytheon and Lockheed Martin on their missile testing site. They're just going to crack down on any dissent. You just said that sedition, the definition is to question. Is that really accurate? Show me the definition. Put that on the screen.
I believe it's to incite speech that would want to pull a illegitimate government or monarchy or authority, which I'm sorry, who doesn't feel like that right now? Who is happy that they're giving all our money to Ukraine while ignoring Americans in need? Who's happy they blew up a pipeline while putting climate tyranny on the rest of us? Who's happy the sitting president, if you want to even call him that, the millions from a foreign communist enemy to do their bidding against our own country? America sees the hypocrisy. I hope they do. They may not know what to do about it yet, because that was the point of J6, to intimidate Americans to never protest a corrupt Congress again.
You know, if we want to incite anything on this program, we'd like to incite the adherence to the Constitution. We would like to incite the people to defend their life and their liberty and their property by any means necessary. We would like to incite people to ignore the federal government. We would like to incite people to say no to COVID tyrannical weapons of biowarfare that are being deployed and injected into children as we speak and promoted by a murderous mainstream media that's funded by Vanguard and BlackRock and the Rothschilds criminal banking cabal. That's what we would like to incite. What we actually would really like to incite at the end of the day on this network is the upholding of the rule of law in this country. And that means accountability for criminals who break the law. Not for people who are defined as criminals for doing something to dissent against an authoritarian overtaking of a constitutional republic. Do you agree?
Absolutely. The biased nature of our judicial system is out of control. It's out of control. And people see it. They see it. They're scared of it. I mean, look at Alex Jones. You can't question, you know, a shooting with a lot of holes in it. Otherwise, you get prosecuted and crucified. This is them protecting themselves. And I think all of America sees it. God, I hope they do.
I just met you in person recently in Las Vegas, where we actually talked about the shooting that happened in Las Vegas. You were all over that. Why don't we know any more about that shooting? Why was that used?
Well, why would the government... why would the government cover it up unless they had a hand in it? And I think that's one thing my documentary kind of proves. There are three people in that room. They won't name or investigate. You got helicopters turning off transponders and hovering above the event 10 minutes before the shooting, and they go on right after the shooting's done. You got a hard drive, Paddock's hard drive, walking off a hot crime scene. I got cops eating snacks, Paddock snacks in the room. Why did they hide in a stairwell for SWAT to show up? The SWAT never shows up. There were so many questions, and this is going to continue to happen. The things like the Maui fire, Uvalde, the Las Vegas shooting, the Oklahoma bombing, the Boston bombing, and 9/11, since it's almost that anniversary too, they're going to keep happening if the government keeps getting away with it. And I know it's a horrifying idea that our government is behind it, but why else would they cover up for Epstein and all the other criminals? Why would they cover up something unless they're protecting themselves or completely foreign owned and controlled? Probably both at this point.
Yeah. Every time you're here, you hit the nail right on the head, despite the fact that we hope you'll soon be a recovering libertarian. How about that? As if politics and political alignment or allegiance or ideologies really have anything to do with anything anymore. It's all fake. It's all a construct meant to keep us divided. Basically, you know what we are? We're just patriots who love our country, and we love the children of our country, and we want to protect them against this murderous corporate crime syndicate that calls itself a federal government. We by far are the most corrupt government across the entire face of the planet. No question about it. Ask anybody in Afghanistan about that. Turns out they'd rather have the Taliban than us in that country. Imagine that. Pedophilia and looking the other way while warlords raped little boys. Teaching the importance of transgenderism to Pashtun tribesmen. This is a sick country run by sick oligarchs, authoritarians, pedophiles. Pedophiles are running our country right now. Prove me wrong. Mindy Robinson, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. God bless you. At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com. So there's another COVID variant making the rounds again, of course, across the entire planet. I had 2 emails, first day of school this morning for my kids. 2 emails, no, check that, 3 emails about safety, COVID safety, the requirements of testing and staying home and staying 6 feet away, all this arbitrary nonsense. The regime is gearing up for the full gamut of restrictions again. Mask mandates, they're already rolling out, soon to be followed by draconian and homicidal lockdowns, and then, of course, inevitably, compulsory injections. And most of the right still wants to move on from this. Yeah, they want us to forget about what so many millions were forced to endure. They want to just brush away all of the deaths and the medical damage and the suffering inflicted on millions of families who lost fathers and mothers and sons and daughters. Well, we won't forget. And the best way to never forget is to keep telling the stories of individual people whose lives out of this tragedy were destroyed. And the Stu Peters Show will always offer a platform to those who were mutilated and harmed by the greed of Big Pharma and the lies of our own corporate government crime syndicate. Carolina Stancic is a 23-year-old Christian athlete and proud American patriot. She joined the military because, guess what? She wanted to help others and she wanted to serve her country. She wanted to uphold the Constitution. She wanted to defend individual liberty and freedoms. Well, as a part of that service, unfortunately, she was compelled to take the COVID-19 shot, the bioweapon, and tragically, like so many others, her life has been forever altered by it. Immediately after her first dose, Carolina began to suffer massive headache, as well as pressure on her sinuses, soreness, fatigue, and dizziness. That was only a small prelude to what was coming after she got the second dose a short time later. So within a few months, Carolina was coughing up blood. She had a persistently high heart rate. She was racked with chronic pain, leaving her unable to sleep properly. And over the months, things got even worse. She ended up having not one, but 2 heart attacks, plus a small stroke. She's had 9 ER visits. She's on 5 doses of beta blockers. Her overall pill burden is 36 pills a day. She uses 3 inhalers. She can only use her legs for about 30 minutes a day because her nerves are fried. And the most indefensible of all of this, the military, the same military that forced all of this onto her in the first place, is refusing to pay. TRICARE, the military medical system, says they're not liable for this. So she's facing up to $35,000 in medical bills at the time, an amount that's certainly going to grow over time. Carolina says that she's been threatened by the military, which is demanding documents from her, yet she says the military itself has deleted much of the necessary documentation from her case. Just so we can be clear here, before all of this, Carolina was a perfectly healthy young woman who hadn't ever had so much as a fever growing up. And now her life is in shambles. Another human sacrifice on the altar of Big Pharma's profits and the Biden regime's lust for power. And there will be more, millions more, if we don't reclaim power. And more importantly, if we don't bring some much-needed extreme accountability and retribution for those responsible. We wanted to hear more about that, of course, and to that end, Carolina Stancic joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here. So sorry for what's happened to you.
Thank you, Stu Peters, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Tell Americans what happened to you if I didn't get it all.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm still in the service. Surprise, surprise. Every thought, opinion, and experience will be my own. I'm not representing the DOD or the U.S. Army. With that being said, obviously got the COVID injection. I want to say it was March and April of 2021. You pretty much touched base on every single thing, except up to date, it's been 3 heart attacks, $70,000 in medical debt. On top of that, 11 ER visits. Last ER visit was in July of this year.
I'm so outraged and just battling with my anger when I hear you say this. The compulsory vaccine has now been taken away from the military, right? So people that have enlisted after this or those who had, you know, some sort of an exemption, they don't face this tyranny anymore. But the full gamut of restrictions is coming back again. Yet again, another time with this new variant happening. What do you think is going to happen in the military at this point? I mean, and what would you say to those who are faced with this tyranny again?
I mean, people know their rights. There's enough of us speaking out and more people need to wake up that obviously, you know, power is being used against them. Just because someone says something doesn't mean it's legal. Just because, you know, words are being matched with orders doesn't mean that behind the doors that it's legal. And so if people would wake up and watch the news around them, obviously watch your show, watch the different shows that I've been on or like all these interviews, you're going to see that. There's enough of us speaking out and exposing the truth. The truth is not within your command. I've been told whatever I am taught in my command or in my chain of command, that that's all I need to know. And that's obviously not the truth.
What else is the military hiding? I mean, what else is the DOD and the U.S. Army hiding? How has this impacted your daily life? What is the truth that they want to be silenced?
That I was literally told that I wouldn't have time to recover if I got it while I was in training. So they made me get it before I went to training. I don't know if that was like a whole cover up in and of itself to make sure that I didn't get it while I was on active duty orders. But every single injury that I have accrued over the course of time has been on active duty orders. The military obviously has a lot to hide. There's money being involved. People care about rank and power and title, and they say the root of money, or the love of money, is the root of all evil, and that's clearly at play here.
Tell us about your life before you got this injection.
I was a 5-star athlete swimming. I was running cross country 10 miles in one run. I was able to do pretty much anything, basketball, soccer, softball. I mean, 5 sports year round. I could do pretty much anything, and now I struggle to even sit here and talk without being out of breath. I struggle waking up because my heart rate will jump to 180, and then I get called by a cardiologist saying, "What's going on with you?" And it's like, nothing's going on. I just woke up. So, I mean, you tell me what's, you know, that's pretty much what my life has come down to.
So the media, no doubt, will take your story and they'll say, well, she had, you know, some sort of underlying undetected condition. I mean, when you enlisted in the military, you had to go through a pretty strenuous physical. I would imagine none of these issues had arisen. What about throughout, you know, your life prior to that? I mean, were you regularly seeing a doctor, having checkups, physicals? Did you have to, I mean, do any of this for the sports that you played?
I never had to go to the doctors, really. I mean, I never experienced a fever in my life. So when I got my first fever, I didn't know what that was. I honestly was like, that's so weird. Why am I feeling pins and needles and tingling and cold and hot at all the same time? Had never known until 21 years of life. Never really saw the doctors, never seen the inside of a hospital, didn't even know what an IV bag was. You know, now I've been in the hospital 11 times and have to get IV infusions all the time. And so that part also creates a big issue.
What are you going to tell service people who are inevitably going to be faced with this again as they purge the military and try to kill people? What are you going to say to them? Is it worth it? I mean, should they risk their you know, physical well-being or the longevity of their time here on Earth to stay in the military? Or would you tell them just get the hell out?
I would tell them, honestly, don't even go into the military. We know what they're pushing now. So I just told one person, I was like, these are your rights. You can get away with the COVID vaccine and not get that vaccine. There are ways to get around it. You may suffer in the long term if you don't get it, because they will hold you accountable for the things that you don't fall into. But it's a trap. I mean, either you're going to sit there and claim some other discharge, or they're going to get you on refusal to train, refusal to obey authority, refusal to obey orders. And that's really not what the case is. Like, every single person has the obligation to care for themselves and uphold the Constitution. If they don't want to do that, then why are you in the military to begin with?
So, yeah, the irony in that is just unbelievable. You know, you knew what you were risking when you enlisted in the military. Mm-hmm. Just like the majority of, you know, I would say the vast majority of servicemen is they understand what they're signing up for. They know that there's a really good possibility that, you know, warmongers like Lindsey Graham, you know, will want to go bomb some whole country somewhere and kill innocent people in the name of enriching the military industrial complex and seizing more power and stealing other resources from around the planet and sticking our agenda and our missiles into every other country around the planet. But you knew that, you know, as a result of that, it could be very well possible that you would die in some pile of spent shell casings and never see your family again. They would never see you again, and off to heaven you go. Yet you did it, and so did so many of these other people. And that was to protect the individual liberties and autonomy and freedoms that we have here, or at least the illusion thereof, in this country. And to think about the tyranny section of life, I guess, or that institution would exhibit on the men and women who are fighting for all of those freedoms, it's really appalling. Actually, there's really just no way to really encompass it all, put it all into words that sound right. I just sound like I'm saying a bunch of words. But it's really infuriating to think about that institution that is supposed to be revered across the planet as what makes us this superpower and so great and so envied and hated by tyrannical, you know, dictatorships and, you know, oligarchies and authoritarian regimes around the world, to think that envy and hate for us is all based on an illusion and a farce and some hallucination. It's really mind-blowing. It is. And you're very courageous for not, you know, being silent and for speaking out. I know that you know, in your life right now, another stressor is probably the last thing you need. I'm glad that you're a Christian, because you're going to need it. You're going to be very persecuted, of course, by all of the, you know, demonic manifestations that write at the Rolling Stone. They're probably going to come after you. But, you know, I'm really happy that you're able to do that. And I think that when you tell people to not get in the military, although be it some of the most sad words I think that I could imagine hearing as a person who, you know, wants to be proud of his country, I think also probably very life-saving words. I've got about a minute left here. I'd like to give you the final words.
Yeah, I mean, I would encourage people not to join if they're not sure what they're signing up for, right? I mean, I knew what I signed up for, but that was not part of the agreement, obviously. COVID vaccine against our military was not what people agreed to. And some people knew that, and some people were new and didn't know what rights they had. So with that being said, I mean, we have to stand up and expose the crap that's been going on for however long. It's just now that media exposes it all. Hmm.
They're not going to do that. I mean, not the corporate media anyhow. And we're going to do our best, although be it we're a little harder to find than Sean Hannity, the warmonger who wants to tell you to go get your next booster. Don't listen to these people. Be completely ungovernable. Care for yourself. Stick up for your family. Defend by any means necessary your life and your liberty and your property, and ignore the federal government by any means necessary. And by the way, if you have kids in school, when this masking comes back, this whole idea of it's just a mask, I mean, no, that is not true, is it? I mean, that's a torture device that's intentionally being used. First of all, it's medically unhealthy to wear an oxygen inhibiting bacteria ridden Sharia face diaper. There's no medical doctor that could tell you that it's a great idea to wake up in the morning and put one of these things on and then spend the whole day in the same thing and then go home. A cloth homemade one that people never wash. They just throw on every time. And we're glad and happy to put these on our children in the name of a virus that never, all of this is psychologically irreparably damaging to an entire generation whose lives for 8 to 10 hours a day in these indoctrination camps full of transgender acceptance and critical race theory, much like the military, by the way, full of tranny freak shows now and all of this, General Milley CRT crap. But we're happy to put these things on them, not recognizing that all of this was a torture device and that we removed for all of those hours, every single day, for all of those months or for an entire year, facial expressions and interaction from kids and their peers and their friends and their teachers and from their loved ones who were, by the way, hugging them through bubbles. This is the kind of tyranny that our military is supposed to stop, as well as the physical invasion of our country, which is being orchestrated by the corporate crime syndicate that calls itself a federal government. Wide open borders, our military refusing to do its one real essential duty, which is to protect our mainland from a physical invasion and to protect its people from the harms that may be brought by that invasion. I'm sorry, I said that we only had a minute left. We're going to blow through that break. But, I mean, do you agree with all of that? Has the military fallen at this point?
We have fallen and people need to wake the hell up.
Yeah. We're an overtaken country. We're an occupied country, aren't we?
100%. You obviously don't know who's speaking at the front because it's all the people in the back. So just because one person's up in the front, let's say our president, who knows what's going on in the back? Who knows?
That's really
eerie. It all trickles down from there.
That's really eerie to hear you say that. But I also think, just based on a short conversation with you, I think that it's a very honest assessment. And that's where we are as a country right now. Your military is not going to protect you. Your government is not going to protect you. The cops on
the
street.
They're not here to help.
No, they're not. They're not here to help. The cops on the street. So we have to protect ourselves. And I think by you speaking out, you're helping other people to have the courage to do that. Carolina Stancic, thank you so much for coming here. We appreciate you being here. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries 2 fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back with a money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. So everybody knows, obviously, you need to have a lot of fruits and vegetables in your diet to maintain good health, to avoid cancers, to have a strong immune system. Every doctor, good and bad doctor, will tell you the measurements are like 6 cups of fruits and 6 cups of vegetables every day. Nobody has time for that. Who has time for that? Do you have time for that? I don't have time for that. So I have this new product called Field of Greens. They've been advertising here on the program. Immediately, I felt better. My skin started to clear up. It wasn't so oily anymore. Just look back. Look back at my face before Field of Greens. You'll be able to notice the difference. I can notice the difference myself looking in the mirror. Other people have complimented me on it. But the thing that I really love about this is the amount of energy that I got immediately. Plus, I know that I'm getting 100% of my fruits and vegetables in one drink every day. Fieldofgreens.com. Go to fieldofgreens.com, and I believe use promo code STU when you're there at checkout. Is that right? Fieldofgreens.com. Use the promo code STU, and I promise you will see. And by the way, they'll give you your money back if you don't see the difference. If you don't feel the energy, if you don't see the skin clearing up, if you don't have a stronger immune system, if you're getting sick all the time. I mean, They have this unprecedented, like never touched before money back guarantee. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stu. We'll be right back. We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/Stu. So before we go tonight, as gun rights supporters, we have to always be alert. Because even in our most conservative states, there's always cowards and traitors that call themselves Republicans or America First fighters, just looking for a chance to submit to the left. On their knees. Now, one of those episodes of extreme cowardice is unfolding right now in Tennessee. We all remember last spring, some tranny psycho shot up the Covenant Christian School in Nashville. We still haven't been allowed to see that shooter's manifesto, by the way. Interesting. Despite that huge ongoing cover-up, Republican cowards like Governor Bill Lee have still moved ahead with trying to institute gun grabs. Peculiar, right? You're a Republican. Gun grabs. Governor Lee has promoted this red flag law creating so-called extreme risk protection orders. Call it whatever you want. No matter what name they give it, of course, the intent is obvious. Let left-wing activists and courts flag people as threats and then seize their guns without a conviction or even without a criminal charge. They came really close to ramming this law through after the Covenant shooting. Of course, grabbing onto the feelings of normies. But then something amazing happened. A grassroots explosion occurred. Gun rights supporters all across Tennessee stood up and rallied against this tyranny. Now, eventually this escalated into a special session of the Tennessee legislature, which shot down this bill. Thank God. Narrow victory, hanging on by a thread there. And this isn't just a victory for Tennessee. No, it's a crucial win for conservatives all across the country. If Tennessee had let this happen, it would have been used to push the same law for every single one of America's 50 states. Make no mistake. The goal here is to grab guns, confiscate them, destroy them. Let only the criminals have the guns. You're not allowed to do that. See the south side of Chicago, for example. Detroit, Baltimore, you name it. But you know, as they say, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. Nothing that the left attempts is dead forever. No, it's always resurrected. They're always plotting to come back. They're always plotting to try again. And if they win even one single time, that can destroy liberty for decades, even centuries. You see, tyranny is easy. Liberty is difficult. It's challenging, which is why only the most victorious societies and virtuous societies can sustain it. Chris Doerr knows a lot about that. He's a political activist with more than 12 years of experience in grassroots politics. He's been a major player in gun rights activism in Missouri, as well as right here in my home state of Minnesota. Thank God. He helped to pass both Stand Your Ground and constitutional carry for Missouri in 2016, which just required overriding the Nazi governor there, Jay Nixon's veto. Thank God he did that as well. Chris joins us now. Chris Doerr, thank you for coming back. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Stuart. I think you hit it right there in the head when you were talking about how they want to do this in one state so they can do it in other states. If that had passed in Tennessee, we'd see it in Georgia, we'd see it in North Carolina, we'd see it in Ohio, where there are actively Republicans that are looking for an excuse to pass these red flag bills because they want access to the federal funding that comes along with it. In 2018, for example, then Ohio Governor John Kasich, in his press conference calling for gun control after the Parkland shooting, he said, you know what, we need to do this here so we can show to the rest of these Republican states that they can pass red flag laws there too without any political blowback. You hit it right on the head, and that's why we had to go into the Tennessee Capitol with a political 2x4 and start taking it to the backsides of these politicians.
These politicians claim to represent a red environment or some, you know, conservative America first Republican values. At the core of that is the Second Amendment, right? I mean, the Second Amendment is there to protect the First Amendment. Everybody knows that. We all know that the cliche sayings, the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. But it's so true. We see it over and over again with viral videos all over the internet of good people that are armed, disarming or shooting and preferably killing people who are trying to take other lives or steal property or infringe on liberty. So why are we even having this conversation with these so-called Republicans?
Because they're a bunch of fake Quisling weaklings who their first knee-jerk reaction to when a reporter sticks a microphone in their face is to try to run away and hide. You know, that was when the shooting happened there. The first reaction that Republicans had, Bill Lee, people like Jack Johnson, Cameron Sexton, the Speaker of the House, and Randy McNally, their first reaction, we caught it on video. They were open to passing a red flag law. We had to go in there to counteract these red shirt radical lying commie mommies and mobilize gun voters all across the state and say, hey, if you do that, if you do this, if you placate the left, not one single member of which voted for you people, by the way, we're going to come after you viciously, politically speaking, in the next Republican primaries. And honestly, that's the language that they all finally understood. That's how we killed this red flag bill for now.
Yeah, you mentioned voting. We think it's fake. We think elections are rigged and gay. So, you know, we're not going to put like all of our eggs in some political solution basket, right? But what we do recognize is the power of the people. We are the majority. We are the citizenry that supposedly elected these cowards, these weaklings, who I don't even know how they become candidates in the first place. Why aren't we demanding that, you know, somebody like yourself, you know, and I'm sure that you aspire to do nothing politically as far as office holding is concerned.
No, we
appreciate and need you where you are. So I'm not encouraging this. But why can't we have strong constitutional men that want to go and represent this country? Instead, we end up with, as you put it, quislings, weaklings, cowards, parasites, leeches, taxpayers sucks. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of names for these people. They have one hand in the pocket of the taxpayer, the other hand in the pocket of these activist groups and these special interests and these lobbyists and big pharma and the people that are opposed to individual liberty and freedom. I mean, I don't know where we are as a country, but I do know this, that the majority of the people would never be about these gun grabs, would never be about the infringement on 2A. Do you find that when you're out in the field working?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Usually that, like, what we call like the establishment class, the permanent Nashville, permanent Columbus, permanent whatever, that whole system goes out and recruits the broken men, the people who have, you know, who have girlfriends along with their wives. This is the type of people that they go out and find, recruit, and fund to run for these vacancies, specifically so that they can be controlled, so that people like me don't get in there and stand up and say, hey, this is right, that's wrong, we're not going to do that, my vote's not for sale, bullshit. You know, but this is the system, this is the culture, this is the climate that they cultivate within these legislatures and in the halls of Congress, obviously. There's 5 or 6 people with courage could change the entire dynamics of a state, but we need to get them elected.
Yeah, we've seen it happen so many times. We're just a small group of people. They get loud, right?
Yeah.
And they push back and they fight back. And then pretty soon the grassroots explosion happens because either a video goes viral or something that these cowards were doing in the quiet comes to light. These people always want to operate in secret. So with the majority of the people who understand that we would be derelict in our duties as Americans if we did not abolish or tear down or replace any, you know, tyrannical form of government that's oppressive to our rights, especially 2A, and then to replace it with a form of government that's representative of the people, you know, the founding, you know, fathers and the foundation of liberty, what would be your instructions for these people?
I honestly don't even know where to start. I mean, Are you trying
because
to figure out what
make,
kind
make
of
no mistake here. This is about nationwide gun confiscation.
Yes.
This is the ultimate goal. No, you will be disarmed. And if you don't, you'll be locked up in a digital or a virtual or an economic or a physical prison camp. So when we know that, and then there's a bunch of people that is never going to happen. It's never going to happen. BS. Yes, it's absolutely coming. So for those that understand that, or for those that might not yet, when the time comes, how do they react?
Well, you can continue to go vote. I mean, that's one thing you can do. But probably the better thing you should do is get together with your friends and learn how to use the firearms that you've all been buying by the millions over the last couple of years. Learn small unit tactics. Learn how to drill with each other. Learn how to protect your neighborhood. I do think that this stuff is coming at us at some point down the road, probably not in the not so distant future.
Yeah.
And so it's time to start thinking in those terms. We've seen the power grabs over the last couple of years. It's not hard to extrapolate that out over the next 5 years to see where they're going. Make no mistake about it, the red flag laws, the universal gun registration, universal background check bills that Republicans keep pushing in Congress and in legislatures, all of these things are feeders into one national database that will be used to track, trace, and register gun owners like sex offenders until they get the votes for total gun confiscation. That's their goal, the political disarmament of their political opponents, and we need to act like that.
When you say, you know, get together with your neighbors, a small group of people, what you're really saying is form a militia, right? I mean, that's what you're saying. And militia is not a bad word on this program. And it shouldn't be a bad word in our country. I mean, this is the direction of, this is how we were directed to act and behave.
Well, of course. And if you listen to the Democrats or the left or some of these rhino losers, they always say when they're trying to shoot down gun rights bills, they always criticize the Second Amendment and say, well, that was for militias. Well, fine. Let's go out and start one. Let's go out and start one. I'm game. I think thousands and tens of thousands of gun owners all across America are ready for that.
Do you think that those tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands? Because, I mean, how many documented or registered firearms are in this country now? Is it something like 450 million?
Yeah, around there.
Yeah, for a population of what, 350 million. Yeah. So 450 registered and documented guns are in the hands of probably 100 million people.
All the printers that are going day in and day out right now, the guys at home who are making their own without any serial numbers.
So if you want to talk like average percentages for recidivism and, you know, activism and things like that, you would say, I would venture, this is not a verified statistic, but I just venture to guess based on the climate and observation that 450 million registered and documented guns are in the hands of probably 100 million people, maybe just shy of that. And out of those people, those that would be willing to actually protect those rights, do you think that that's about 3%? Do you think 3% of our country would be about that?
Well, I would say that those numbers kind of hold when it comes to any kind of political activism that we see on the right now. I mean, for the last 15 years, the rhino establishment class, the doomer boomer class are the ones that opposed expanding gun rights with laws like constitutional carry and stand your ground. It was always a vocal small minority that actually got these massive pro-gun wins all across the country. I think those numbers hold.
Yeah. I think that, you know, around a 3% number of gun owners that are ready, willing, and able to make sacrifices, much like sacrifices were made in 1775 and 6, I think that those 3% of people far outnumber the less than 1% of the evil and tyrannical overlords that wish for the destruction of this country. And that gives me a lot of hope for the future.
Amen.
And yes, just to be clear, you said we still encourage people to go vote. So do we, because we're not going to just walk away and wave some white flag and give up the idea of a constitutional republic where our voices matter. But when they're not listening, we need to make ourselves heard. And I think that there's a lot of effective ways to do that, including the ones that we talked about here. Chris Doerr, come back sometime soon.
You bet.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StewPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp, and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.